Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Sister Danielle, while you are close to the line, tell the audience this morning about the little promotion that's going on, because I'd like for everybody to support you in any way that they can. Do your children have something about some popcorn or something? Well, good morning, everybody, everywhere. We're just glad to have you on our program this morning. We'll get back with Danielle just a little bit later. And on yesterday, Brother Patrick talked about being a winner and not being part of a losing team. And this morning, Georgia is a winning team with winning the World Series. And so we congratulate them on that. And so we're on the winning side. And then, of course, you know, we are part of the body of Christ, which is on a winning team. And so we don't want to be part of any losers at all. And so thank you, Brother Matlock, for that. Thank you, Brother Matlock, for that. Comment on yesterday. Well, okay, Sister Danielle's children got some kind of little promotion going on, and tell us about that right quick, Danielle.
Good morning, Brother Bradshaw and everyone here on Grace Nurture. I actually, they're doing a popcorn sale because they are both following in behind their sister and trying to play volleyball at a very early age, so got to get the old bones ready to travel and truck up and down the road for that, but they're doing a popcorn sale in order to raise funds to pay for club volleyball. One of my daughters is 12, and our other daughter is 7, and they're both striving to be on the team. They've both been accepted, or they both made it through tryouts, and so now we're just trying to raise as much funds as possible so that they are able to pursue their little visions of playing volleyball like their bigger sisters. I forwarded the information to Brother Bradshaw already, and anyone else who is interested in supporting them can shoot me a text at 803-707-3406, and then I can send you the link. You go online, place your order, and the popcorn is delivered directly to your home. Again, my number is 803-707-3406. And if you are not able to capture that, you are more than free. And Brother Bradshaw, you are free to give that, provide the number for anyone who reaches out to you as well. Thank you in advance, everyone, so much for your support.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah, we want to support them little children the best we can, especially support Sister Danielle in this pop. And we all eat popcorn. Matter of fact, we eat at least 3 times a week for some reason or another. And we just love it. We go and buy some special kinds of popcorns. And so I know that you do. And then this cold weather coming up, people like the popcorn outside. So thank you for that. And we'll mention it again. When is the promotion over with? How much time we have?
Well, unfortunately, it's a short-lived promotion. It ends on the 5th. However, I do plan on doing another one myself. This is just one that the team is sponsoring.
Okay. All right. So we'll have 2 times to do it. So we'll be able to get that through because today is November 2021, the 3rd. This is coming on. The year is just about getting away from us, boogity boogity. And this is the 3rd already of November 2021. And we are champions. And so we're glad to be on a champion team. And we're also glad to be a member of the Body of Christ, which is a champion team as well. I was lost and I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul blessed psalm. Faithful love and service to him belong. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He will save you, want to be saved, be saved today. Why? Because love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. When everything was just run out, it was love that lifted me. In John 1, it all began because in John 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and in the life of the life light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. And then verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory as of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. And then in John 3 and verse number 16, when he's talking about this love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved, to be on a winning side, that we might be saved through Christ Jesus, the Son of God. And so we know about God's love. Therefore, God commended his love toward us in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, when the Bible says, but God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. One thing that I like about how Christ carried this thing out was he loved us as we were in the process of sin, in the process of being in sin, in the process of going the opposite way, in the process of being contrary to him. And then not only that, the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But the other thing is that Christ died not only on the cross, but he died even to the death of the cross. There was, so we got to be conscious of that. His love continues to reach out to us in Ephesians 3, verse 17 through 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length and the height of God's love, and to know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, that you may that he may dwell. And one of these passages keep talking about dwelling in you. I mentioned Sunday on the program Christ is in you. You are the church. You are the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. Many times our members go on vacation, and when they get back sometime, I ask them two things. One is, how was your trip? You know, where did you go? And then I ask them, I said, did you bring me a bulletin back? I want them to bring me a bulletin back. Two things. One, so I could know where the church is, and then second, to find out if they even went to church. And I used to have some people that would do that. They'd bring me a bulletin back every time they'd go on vacation. We just laugh about it, because I just want to know even if they even tried to find a church. But anyway, many of our members go on vacation, and they come back and they say, Brother Bashaw, you know, I just could not find a church. And we looked online and we looked everywhere, and the closest church was like 400 miles or something like that. I said, hold up just a minute. Hold up. Ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So wherever you are, that's where the church is. Wherever you are, that's where the church is. And so you're never where the church is not. You don't have to go online looking for the church. Look in the mirror. You're already looking at the church. You have the responsibility to take some portable communion with you, the bread and the wine. And you, your husband, your family, your children, whoever it is, you can have a services or worship service or right in the privacy of your hotel or wherever you might be staying. Quit being frustrated that you can't find a church. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular, and ye are a royal priesthood. And so you don't have to look, as they would say, don't look no further. You are the church. And so quit going out of town and having fun and doing whatever that you're doing and missing the whole worship. Save your contribution, bring it back with you, or leave your contribution, mail your contribution. Why? It's because that's part of worship also. And then you meet in the hotel, you can have a prayer, you can read, take your Bibles, or you can have passages of scriptures. You can have pastors get your husband to finally do. Maybe you don't trust your husband with the Bible. I don't know. Or get your son to do it. Or if it's all women, like Lydia in Acts chapter 6, an 8 and 7. Go ahead and have your own little devotion or whatever you do, because women are doing a great job at that in anyway. Sister Bradshaw has a women's program on every Thursday night at 7:30, and that thing has really grown. It's about 25, 30 women on that every Thursday night with her particular program, and we're just so thankful and grateful for that. And so quit being frustrated that you can't find a church if you're looking for one. Some don't even look for one to start with. But I'm encouraging those who are conscious of that and who really do want to be a part of the Lord's church and who do really worship. You are the body of Christ, and so stop saying that, because God loved us. Then in Hebrews 2 and verse number 9, he says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering and death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man in Detroit, in Georgia, in Kentucky, in Illinois, in West Virginia, in Florida, in California, wherever you might be. Christ died that he might taste death for you." Please listen to the program yesterday. Brother Patrick done an excellent job on talking about being a winner. On tomorrow, be with us. Because they do an excellent job, and on Fridays, they do an excellent job, and have some beautiful, wonderful lessons that can help us. That can help us with our knowledge, and also help us go from day to day. I was sinking deep in sin, but Jesus took me in, and you know what I want to do? I want to be ready. You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all your riches that this old world can hold, but I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand, for I want to be ready in the glory land. You may talk about your riches, your diamonds and your pearls. You may gain all the wealth of ages and this old world can hold, but the Savior is more precious, and with him I'll take my stand, for I want to be ready in the glory land. There is one thing that I can boast of: salvation from the fall. I am heir of wealth of glory. My Father owns it all. That is why I'm shouting happy and go at his command, for I want to be ready in the glory land. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to even wake up, for our eyes to even wake up and see this glorious day. And we are going to show you, we're going to prove to you that we are worthy to even breathe on this day, and we're going to do the best we possibly can to be a blessing to somebody today. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super-duper week.